Welcome to Locked On Spurs on the Locked On Podcast Network. I am Jeff Garcia, your host for today's episode, and lead Spurs writer over at the Spurs Zone, which you can find at News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. Well, as each day passes, that's a day closer to the start of the regular season. And while training camp is well underway, there's still some question marks left to be answered. And one in particular is, who will get that final two-way contract? As you know, the first one has been given out to, I believe, Drew Eubanks, a center out of, Oklahoma State. I'm pretty sure the panel will correct me, but big man. So that's gone. That leaves one left that the Spurs could dole out. So to talk about this and a lot more, I am joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast and my colleague over at News 4 San Antonio, Jim Lefko. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and just to set the record straight, Eubanks went to Oregon State.
Oregon State, thank you very much. And Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
And gee, I wonder who you're going to pick for that final two-way contract, Joe. Let's go ahead and start off with you, Joe. You know, that's kind of been on the lips of Spurs fans right now. Who's going to get that final roster spot? Who can possibly get that two-way deal? We mentioned Eubanks got one. That leaves one left. So when you look at the end of the bench, who stands out for you? Who could possibly get that final two-way deal?
The one person who stands out for me is going to be Jaron Blossom Game. He's a guy that I think can actually get that last spot on that roster and make some noise. The Spurs invited him, you know, to training camp, and they gave him a training camp deal. But I think he's earned the right, and hopefully he has a good showing during training camp, because he is a great two-way player. He's great on the offensive end, and he can play defense, which is what the Spurs are always looking for in players, how well they fit with the system. And I really like everything that I see out of Jaron Blossom Game.
Yeah, he is, I believe, a 6'7", small forward. He's spent a lot of time in the G League with the Austin Spurs, helped lead Austin to the 2018 G League title, Joe. Put up good numbers, double-digit scoring in Austin, double-digit scoring this past season, this past summer in the Summer League. And he's ready and willing. He calls himself a glue guy. But do you think the Spurs still need help at that forward spot?
I think the Spurs could use some help, but, you know, there's not really a lot to go around. You know, there's only so many roster spots that they can fill. And I believe going into his training camp, they went with they had 19 people on the roster, which is one shy of the 20 that they can carry into training camp. So there's not a lot of roster spots to go around. But one of them that was kind of interesting was, I believe it was Dante. What's his name?
Dante Cunningham?
Dante Cunningham. He's another player that was kind of interesting to me. And just because some of the other players that we have right now, like you have an Akario White, and you have a Drew Eubanks. And a lot of these players that the Spurs signed to these training camp rosters, they can kind of do the same things that some of these other players can, you know? So you're going to have a lot of these players fighting for these roster spots. It seems that it's really up to the players who already have deals to, you know, they can kind of lose them to somebody else who kind of outshows them or outshines them in training camp. So it's going to be interesting. One of the ones that I think could, it's his spot to lose, is Quincy Pondexter. So he could lose it to a younger player, because, you know, Quincy hasn't played much in the league for the last two seasons because of injury. So you still have, you know, other younger players who are assigned to training camp that could essentially, you know, knock him out if he doesn't have a good showing. So to me, it's all about what can these players do on the court during training camp. And it's more than just looking good on the court. It's how well they fit with the system.
Solid points. And, you know, you got a mix of veterans and young guys deep in the Spurs bench. Jim, before we get your comments, were you a little maybe surprised, and I guess that's for lack of a better word, that the Spurs were so quick to give Eubanks a two-way deal?
Well, not necessarily. The two-way deal means, in my opinion, you're going to spend a lot of time in Austin. And he's
right.
A rookie. He's 6'10". You don't know what you're going to get out of the kid, so why not give him a shot? You're going to spend a year, you know, evaluating him, and my guess is he'll be spending more time in Austin than San Antonio. but you know, you can't coach height, is the old adage in the NBA,
yeah.
And the kid's got it. So, smart move. You'll see what you got. And I think, you know, what Joe said is valid. They're looking at that final spot to see if it's one of the veterans. You know, some of these guys they brought in, like Cunningham, he may not be familiar to Spurs fans, but he's been in the league for 10 years. And I think they know what they can get from him. He's not going to be an all-star, but he could be a good guy at the end of the bench. Or they could go young, and a guy like White, who's also about 6'8", 205, a second-year guy. So they got some options, and I think they know what they have in Blossom Game. They saw him score 16 points a game last year in Austin, 8.2 rebounds. So those are pretty good numbers, but again, it's against you know, second-rate players. So if he can bring the energy and enthusiasm to training camp that he showed last year in Austin, I think he's a viable contender as well. But, you know, you have to have roster fodder, is what I call these guys at the end of the bench. And, you know, somebody has to go up against the stars every day in practice. And this is an opportunity over the next couple weeks to see which of them have enough game to either merit a look in Austin or a look with the parent club. Because keep in mind that you only play 13 players on your active roster. So these guys we're talking about are probably, you know, for that 14th and 15th spot that even if they make the final cut, you know, may not be active most nights. So it's a nice luxury to have some talent at the end of the bench. But, again, these aren't going to be the players that are probably deciding the outcome of too many games on the court.
Yeah, if you look at the Spurs history, Jim, especially last season, for example, Deron Hilliard inked to a two-way deal, didn't really see that much time in San Antonio. So, you know, you're definitely onto something here. Just because they give out these two-way deals, at least in the Spurs history or recent history with these contracts, doesn't really necessarily equate to playing time with the parent company. Joe, how about this? Would you rather that final roster spot go to a veteran or to a young guy?
At this juncture, I think it just needs to go to the player who actually plays better, you know, during training camp. And yes, playing during an NBA game is going to be a lot different than what you're going to be seeing on the floor in training camp, but it needs to go to the person who earned that spot, whether it be a veteran or a younger player. I just think performance and what the Spurs see as far as how that player, again, is going to fit into the system, they need to just make the best decision based on what they're seeing out there on the court. And to me, I'll trust in the Spurs, I'll trust in Pop and the coaching staff to make that decision based on what they see during training camp, whether it be a veteran or one of these younger players.
Can I add one thing to that real quick?
Go ahead.
Amplify on that point. I think in a perfect world, that's the best solution. But in the real world, you have to factor in guaranteed contracts. And that's where money comes in. And a guy like Cunningham, who's on the hook for $2.4 million, and a guy like Pondexter, who's $2.1 million, you know, if that money's guaranteed, somebody like Blossom Game, whose salary is going to be much lower, is really going to have to impress, because that's money that the Spurs might have to eat. So, yeah, I think a tie goes to the guaranteed contract, and that's an issue. You like to think it is going to go to the best player, but that's why you so often hear about the numbers game and how guys get caught up in that. And, you know, so much of this is based on salary structure and the team making the cap and then the team having money that it's guaranteed to pay, whether they keep a guy or not. So I'm not an expert on the salary cap by any means, but I think it's a factor if they evaluate talent.
Yeah, it's a good point, and I know a lot of fans across the NBA world, especially Spurs fans, they really are falling in love with Blossom Game. Outside of the name, I mean, you're going to get a better basketball name than Jerome Blossom Game. But, you know, they see his motor. Obviously, they're seeing what he did in Austin. And as you mentioned, Jim, you know, not the same competition level as far as the NBA and the Summer League as well. But they're really high on him. But I ask you this, Jim. What if the Spurs go this route, the no-move route? They leave that roster spot open and just carry it with them and see if anybody else pops in throughout the season, at least until the end of wheeling and dealing season is over as far as signing players.
Sure, that's always an option. And I think the bigger picture thing here also is injury protection. You know, everybody's healthy right now or relatively, but you don't know what training camp, what the toll is going to take. And then when the season starts, you don't know who's going to go down. So you want to know what your options are as you get down to your third small forward or your fourth backup point guard. And that's where the Austin Developmental League is so important, and why these guys, what they show in camp and what they show if they are with the Austin Spurs, becomes even more critical if you get maybe a couple injuries at the same spot. So that's why I think this is really important for a guy like Blossom Game. Even if he doesn't make the final cut and they send him back to Austin, you get two injuries at his position, and boom, suddenly he's back on the bench and maybe playing quality minutes. So that's the unpredictability of NBA life, and I think that's why for fans this is kind of fun, because you'll get to see a guy like Blossom Game maybe get 10 or 15 minutes in one of the early exhibition games against, you know, some people that we've heard of, and we really get to evaluate his talent level against NBA caliber competition.
Yeah, as Popovich said during media day, he said it's the job of the players to force him to play. You know, it's their time to shine, and this is a great opportunity for those guys fighting for those final roster spots to show out during these preseason games. Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, though. If the Spurs do not keep or sign Blossom Game, then he's available for any other team in the NBA. I'm not too familiar with that and how that works.
Yeah, I believe at this juncture, since he was just signed to a training camp deal, if the Spurs were, let's say, to cut him and not put him with the Austin Spurs, the G League team, he could then be free to join another G League team or join another NBA team, because the Spurs haven't locked him in with the final contract to play on the Spurs roster. So, you know, he'd be free to maybe go with the competition, you know, play with the Dallas Mavericks or go with the Lakers team or, you know, somebody else. So it's one of these things where you develop these players and you have to make a decision. And like, you know, Jim alluded to, it's based on what player is going to, you know, fit in with the Spurs system. And not only that, but from a business standpoint, it also has to make sense when it comes to the books, you know, and that, you know, they have to be able to come under the cap but still fill the roster with quality players. So yeah, it comes down to my decision comes down to that final business decision. What are you going to do that's best for the team moving forward?
Yeah, we've tossed out a few names, Blossom Game, the big one, you know, White and Cunningham, and et cetera, et cetera. But one player that we're forgetting here, Jim, is the other rookie, Chimezie Metu. You know, the Spurs may give him that final roster spot just simply to groom him and let him experience that NBA feel, or just pretty much relegate him to Austin.
Yeah, I think you always have a little bit of a, you know, you show a preference for your players that you drafted, and they see something in him. He's a raw talent. He's got that big body. So, yeah, they're going to spend this year evaluating him. If he shows enough in camp to merit a stay with the parent club, then great. Yeah, I think Austin is probably in his future. And at Media Day, there was even some questions to Pop about Lonnie Walker IV and would he start the season in Austin. And I thought Pop had a really good answer. He said, you know, Walker might be the best guard we have in camp. That's up for him to show. And if he shows that he's that kind of player, then he very well could start the season with the San Antonio franchise. But if he indeed is a raw rookie, you know, with a needs more seasoning than, you know, like so many previous first-round draft picks, he very well could, you know, be riding that I-35 bus quite a bit. But I think the fact that he was a little higher pick than the Spurs usually get to select, and the fact that he's shown both the on-court and the off-court, you know, abilities to communicate and to get along with his teammates and with the city, I'm really curious to see how he's going to fit in with this group. So Pop isn't ready to say that he's bound for Austin. I certainly am not ready to say that either, but this is a kid that really could impress. So I think, to answer your question, they're always going to, you know, the benefit of the doubt is going to go to your draftees. You know, you saw something in them. You evaluated them heavily. You know, you went through probably all kinds of tape on these guys, and you really want to see what they can show on the court. So, yeah, I think those two are going to get a real long look. And to me, they go to the head of the class of the six guys maybe that are, you know, all on the bubble right now.
And reminding Popovich that he is well underage, the drinking age, probably goes a long way in Pop's book. And as well as his thirst for knowledge, Jim. You were at Media Day. I think that's one of the things that Pop highlighted about his general IQ, that he has a curiosity for all things, even outside of basketball.
Yeah, he's a unique individual, and he's got a wonderful personality. And I just hope, you know, the Spurs are kind of known for throttling, you know, maybe some of the off-court endeavors of some of their players. And I really hope this guy's allowed to shine and allowed to show his personality, because I think he's really going to connect with fans. But you know, he has to have the game. You know, it isn't, you don't get drafted and you don't get minutes because you're a nice guy or because, you know, everybody likes you. It's all about what you can do on the court. So that's obviously the most important thing. But assuming that he does find his niche, be it this year, next year, or whenever that happens, I think this guy's going to be a fan favorite, just from what I've already seen and the way he interacts with people. So that's a positive. But I guess, as you mentioned, the negative, he can't go have a bottle of wine after a road game with Bob either for another couple of years. So he'll just have to wait until he's 21 to enjoy that part of the Spurs chemistry.
And, Joe, I was able to interview Lonnie literally the moment he was drafted by San Antonio in Brooklyn, New York. You know what he told me, Joe? His favorite food? Chicken quesadillas.
Oh, man.
That's his favorite food. Chicken quesadillas. So he's going to fit well right into San Antonio, isn't he, Joe?
Oh, yeah. You know, I saw earlier in the season, too, or before the season started, should I say, he was already eating tacos, and he washed it all down with a traditional Big Red here in San Antonio. So he's already, you know, got that San Antonio flavor in full effect. So he's going to be like, you know, Jim was alluded to. He's going to connect with the fans. He already has that personality.
Yeah. Oh, and not to mention, too, you know, he touched the fan base in Argentina as well. If you follow him on social media, he's wearing the Argentina colors, at least their soccer jersey. So, yeah, he's smart. He knows how to touch the pulse of fans in San Antonio and throughout. But, Joe, all right, you know, when you look at this roster, what do you think the Spurs are going to do? Give it to somebody? Give that two-way deal to somebody? Leave it open? Where do you see the Spurs going?
I think they're going to take a good look, you know, at all their options. But ultimately, at the end of the day, they're going to make a decision, as I keep saying, that's going to be best for the team. We as fans want, you know, Jerome Blossom game to make the squad, and we want to see him out there on the court because we've seen what he's done as far as playing with the Austin Spurs in the G League. But ultimately, the decision falls under, you know, what the Spurs see out of him. Does it make sense as far as, you know, keeping it under the cap? And, you know, is it the best decision for the team moving forward? Of course, they're going to, you know, if you don't make the roster, it's not a death sentence. You're still going to be able to possibly, you know, play with the Austin G League team, which, you know, you might have like a Shizize Metu or a Lonnie Walker, or even a Drew Eubanks, you know, make the Austin Spurs. And if they do, they would kind of, the Austin Spurs, the G League over there, would be kind of like the Warriors are to the NBA right now. I mean, the Austin G League would be stacked right now. So that's not necessarily a bad thing. That means you have a plethora of talent that you can always dip into, just as you and Jim were alluding to, in case there is some type of injury. You can always get, you know, dip into this Austin G League team that you have and fill a roster spot, you know, temporarily until somebody comes back from injury. So it's going to be a win-win, I think. Unfortunately, you know, maybe Jerome Blossom game doesn't make the roster this season. But, you know, the Spurs are stacked at the guard position too, so I don't think they have a lot of room for another guard. But I would like to see a Jerome Blossom game make the squad. That's just my personal preference.
Yeah, exactly. You know, as Joe alluded to, Jim, you know, they're definitely stacked with guards. Even Nick Johnson, another Austin Spur from last season, is on the training camp roster. But when you look at this, how do you see the play going? What do you think the Spurs are going to do with that roster spot?
Well, and this might be a little bit out of left field, but when in doubt, go with defense. And, you know, they've made it their hallmark being stellar defensive play. And, you know, now their Blossom game has a year of G League seasoning and maybe part of a G League dynasty, as Joe was referencing. You know, if he picked up some defensive skills up there and becomes an asset as opposed to so many young players that, you know, they think offense first and defense second. I'm sure they preached to him last year that you want a ticket to the big club, you know, show your tenacity on defense. So I can't say that he's improved his defensive game or what kind of defensive player he is, but I guarantee you that'll get the attention of the coaching staff. If he, you know, can play man-on-man defense and rebound and block shots and do the kind of little things that this team is known for, then I think that might be another way for him to earn his spot, you know, and maybe, you know, get a seat at the end of that bench. But again, these are the guys that, you know, 2-3 years down the road, maybe they're going to be playing key minutes for the Spurs. But for now, these are seats, you know, 13, 14, 15, you know, on the roster. So, you know, it's exciting to that extent. But, you know, I just caution fans that regardless of who gets that last roster spot, that's not going to ultimately determine wins and losses. That's part of the overall development of the team, you know, a couple of years down the road. And for that reason, I like Blossom Game too, because I think he does have the ability to grow, and we'll see how much he learned from year one to year two. You know, the Spurs pride themselves on growing players. And I don't know how much time he's gotten with the parent league coaches, but at least he's getting a couple weeks now with them. And we'll see if his game has improved and grown, and if he's added skills and can play some defense. And if so, all those things come together, and we could certainly see him on the final roster come opening day.
Yeah, I got to agree with you, Jim. I think Jaron will get it in an interview with the Spurs Zone, which you can find at News4SanAntonio.com and Fox29SanAntonio.com. He spoke to the Spurs Zone and said, at least from his point of view, that in open games prior to training camp, that he's been performing well. So he's definitely coming in with a high level of confidence. He put up the numbers. You know, obviously we got to wait and see if it translates down to the NBA level. He has the size. You know, in today's NBA, you know, his position is valuable and he can do multiple things. Hopefully the Spurs will see that, and as you mentioned, the defense. But we want to hear what you have to say. Where do you think the Spurs are going to go with that final roster spot? You can email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at SA2 and I'm sorry, at Jeff G Spurs Zone. I'm thinking about my old Twitter handle. That's how old I am. I've gone through multiple Twitter handles. Joe, how can fans interact with you?
Well, I got to, you know, make fun of you somehow, man. You had a little brain fart there, so which is amusing to me because usually on point, Jeff. But they could find me over at Two Shots Podcast, which is TWOSHOTS Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And you can also find us on the internet at twoshotssa.com. Remember, I didn't say World Wide Web this time, just for you, Jeff.
I know, Jim. Can you believe it? Joe didn't say World Wide Web.
It's a new era. It's a new season.
Maybe we should give him the final roster spot.
He's earned it.
All right. Jim, how can fans interact with you?
I'm still at Twitter, at Jim Lefko.
Yeah, and definitely check out Jim's recent articles covering the Spurs and the YouTube, the DeJounte Murray, his girlfriend. Yeah, but he's shutting it down. So go check out Jim's post on that. But for Joe Garcia and Jim Lefko, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Lockdown Spurs.